How's your grinder, by the way?
Oh, the grinder was great. So thank you for that. I will talk about it on air if you wish.
Any matches?
So, you know, I board your grinder, and next thing you know, the doorbell keeps ringing. Yes. And these burly men said, is Todd Tickles here? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Hello, guys, and welcome to Behind the Bunker. It is episode 603, podcast 483. My name is Todd Ansich. Thank you guys for joining us. We are live on Facebook, live on YouTube, as well as Twitch. And we're recorded live as a podcast. Anywhere you get your better podcast from, and you can stream us on Google Play, iTunes, basically anywhere. Netflix, Spotify. Yeah, basically anywhere. And tonight we also have Gavin Sharma from TerraTech Industries.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Behind the Bunker. I'm so grateful that you've all joined us this evening. And I ask one thing, one favor of you folks, as I do every week. Make sure you hit that like button, hit that share button, and maybe tag a friend or three in the chat, just so they know what you're doing this evening, because it's going to be a great show. I promise you that.
We're crispy again. I just looked down at my monitor. Our screens, like our cameras, are fancy now.
Maybe that's why the stream's crashing.
Is it really?
Yep.
Great.
So
let's introduce Joe.
Yeah. We have Joe Kimson from Flaggart's Paintball.
Hi there. Thanks for tuning in tonight to a beautiful Behind the Bunker. My name is Joe Kimson. I am here live, and we are doing the show. I don't know what podcast number it was, but it was show number 603, so that's good. I've been creating a small spreadsheet right here. You can see where I started writing the shows down. I started at 600, so that way I know every week what number show we are doing, but the number of podcast has escaped me. But anyway, thanks for tuning in tonight and spending your Monday evening with us until you find something better to do, but we'll try to entertain you as best we can.
Yeah, we are super glitchy right now and super laggy. We're going to keep trying this to see what happens. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Matt, why don't you get rid of Twitch and get rid of Facebook or YouTube, rather, and see if that helps.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so give it a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We will see if that helps our cause. Start with Twitch.
Yeah. And folks at home, have you tried turning it off and turning it on again?
Or unplug your router and plug it back in.
It works for me whenever Gavin turns me on. Turns me off doesn't go very far.
You're really good at turning me on.
Thank you, Smithers. All right, so what do we got to do tonight? We're going to be talking about suggestions for ballers on a budget. You guys sent a lot of your suggestions in, and we'll get to those once the show gets going. As well as, if there's time, we'll get to pump-up songs. I put it up on social media, and you guys posted a lot of your pump-up songs, much like, I don't know who posted it, but they liked Tiptoe Through the Tulips was their first one.
Ooh, that gets me pumped.
Yeah, yeah. Also want to do a belated birthday, happy birthday, to Leds from Planet Eclipse.
Oh, yes.
What was the first picture?
You don't recognize him?
I do not.
So he's doing makeup tutorials on TikTok now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and he's part of the Big Book of British Smiles, apparently, with his teeth there. So there you go. There, happy birthday, Mr. Leds.
Those are some good Leds pictures.
Yeah, I hope everybody recognizes him from those. Exalt, ladies and gentlemen, Barrel Maids are back in stock. Talk to your dealers. They're getting these emails now. So if you want some and they don't have them, make sure they get a hold of Exalt. They can also pick up the new LV2 triggers, the lightning triggers. For the new G-Tech. So, yeah. If you guys are looking for something a little bit good there, check it out. Also, congratulations to the Xbox side. Fort Knox had their Hollywood game on this past weekend. And as you can see, Behind the Bunker enjoys their games. But it was the Xbox team at the end of it that took the victory.
Boo.
Who did they play against?
PlayStation?
Yeah. I was going to say, you're putting me on the spot, but there it is, PlayStation.
Oh, very nice.
Fold the Gap, November 3rd to 5th is happening. Make sure you guys check that out. And I'm just looking at the names. Desi Johnson, he's a friend of the show. I would sign up for his side on NATO. Chris doesn't sound like he's I don't recognize his name in the chat. So we're going to say, let's sign up for NATO this year. Scenario Big Game 29, Squadron. Europe's biggest paintball festival is happening very soon. So make sure you guys get signed up for that. And that's all I got. Matt, how's the stream doing?
Right now, we're just down to Facebook.
Okay.
That's all right.
He just sent a message to everybody.
He just texted. We're just down to Facebook. So no YouTube tonight and no Twitch. For some reason, our bandwidth is terrible. So we have the vault to get to tonight. We have two topics. We have mail time if there's time. We have Price is Right, and we also have some movie segments.
Ooh.
Movie segments. But we're gonna do it a little bit different tonight. What we're gonna do is we're gonna show the movie segment, and we're gonna have you two guys write it down on a piece of paper and keep it to yourselves. I gave you crayons, and I made sure they were blunt this time.
Do you have so lined paper? Do you have lined paper?
No, you can write. There's only five. Okay. And we're going to do one at a time. That way we get an opportunity to see if anyone in Facebook land gets them first.
Okay.
That way people at home can participate. Okay. So why don't we'll get that lined up. But before we do that, let's check out from the vault. And we'll see you guys back in a moment.
Hey, it's Joe from Flagler's Paintball here with another segment of From the Vault, where we go back in history, back into the early days of paintball. I'll show you something that's kind of cool, something that's old, and something you may not have seen before. Today is no different. Today we're going to go to... Got some paintball magazines up here, some facefuls, but I think we're going to pull out this particular one. Ding, 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 when I said pull it out, of course. Summer of 92, Tactical Adventure Games magazine. This is a Canadian publication. Just do a little bit of flipping through. Of course, you have PMI, which is Pursuit Marketing, and they've just introduced the PMI Tracer, RP Shear ad. When it was made in St. Petersburg, Florida, and it was 68 caliber. Shadow Systems, that was a harness gear. They were made in Milton, actually, by Mike. And the Perfect Bullseye Gun Test on the Icon Z1. We'll just scroll around. Cover versus concealment. Look at these pictures. Oh, photo courtesy of Joe Kimson. Let's just flip the page and see what's next. There's another one for courtesy of Joe Kimson. That was our old Firebase. And, of course, the new Crossfire paintball goggle, JT USA, kind of cool. And we'll scroll in, keep going. Paintball World, some different stuff. Squeegees, and look at that, the chronograph, swab, squeegees. The stingrays here, of course, pretty crazy. Shooting gallery, some images. This is Canadian paintball at its finest. Player's Choice. Vents Goggle Systems. Fantastic. The Vents Predator. Look at that. Anyone that's played paintball for longer than 10 years remembers the Vents Predator goggles. Some ads. And, of course, an article about Flaggritter's paintball in it. After 9 years of business, Flaggritter's paintball has developed the well-deserved motto, we set the trends other fields follow. Egotistical, not really, when you consider Flaggritter's one of the most up-to-date and realistic theme parks in Canada, for that matter, North America. Playing fields such as the VC Base, Firebase, Red Eagle add tremendous amount of realism to the game. Pretty cool. Lots of pictures. We had a neat POW Tiger cage. We had the drug lab, lots of car wrecks and stuff like that. We'll just scroll around. Oh, hey, look at this. Northwest Flag Adventures. The distributor of the Auto Cocker. Look at that. Pretty great. Anyway, I could go on for weeks, if not months, talking about this issue and paintball. But anyway, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time on The Vault. Pew, pew.
When did I say
18?
That's from 1993. What did I say? 1993, yeah.
You said 1829.
Did I?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't listening to the video.
That Scooby Bucket looks like it's from 1990-something, though.
Are you back to me now?
Yeah, oh, you had a Scooby bucket on your shelf.
Well, yeah, it's
Scooby Doo.
It's someone's one of the kids' trick or treating things.
Zoinks.
No, that was from 1993, maybe.
I wasn't paying attention.
Gavin just scolded me for Gavin, my
zoinks.
But anyway, that was a Canadian paintball publication.
Is that Tag?
Yeah, I think it was Tactical Adventure Game Magazine. They published, I think they ran for about a year and a bit. There was a couple other, you know, magazines that sort of came out at the same era.
Sorry.
But that one was good. But then that one sort of faded away. And APG became the dominant or the predominant.
It was public, a force, baby. It was a force. So
it's kind of good. But anyway, that was that, and we can look at it in greater depth another time.
There we go. Sorry, another time. That.
Another time.
Yeah, I can't stop that, Matt. Whenever someone texts it, goes
Jeff
to
Thompson
your computer.
Said you could go on for weeks talking about anything. Jeff, you know, you're a pretty swell guy. And I
No, he's not.
I appreciate that.
Do we really want him to come back?
Would that be the Canadian equivalent of bless your heart?
Yes.
All right.
There we go. Popped back. All right. So why don't we do the movies first? What we'll do is we'll play one. Write it down. See if you guys get them. I'll be honest with you. Some of them are pretty hard. Actually, they're all pretty hard because there's not a lot out there. And I didn't do the usual ones. Like the one with Sarah, I'm a Horace Parker. The failure to launch is, that's what I'm trying to say. So, like, some of the obvious ones.
Sorry, I ate my crayon. Can you give me another one? It was quite delicious.
I hope if
you didn't eat it, it went up your nose.
SpaceX doesn't have a problem like that.
Did you see the SpaceX launch today was supposed to happen, and then they canceled it? But they did go all the way to the T-minus to practice and do all the run-ups. It's their first launch of whatever the new rocket is going up. Yeah. Matt, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yes, and you'll have to turn our volume up.
Yep. Should I show the first video?
Yeah, let's play the first video. And then, and the ladies and gentlemen at home that are watching right now on Facebook, see if you guys can get it. We'll see if anyone in the Facebook chat gets these.
Come on, man. Those things sting.
What things?
These things?
Ow!
You know, I wouldn't know. I haven't been hit yet.
Oh, okay. You know what? That's too close, man. You could have taken out an eye. I got a date tonight, man. This ain't sexy.
You're right. I'm sorry. Ow!
All right. You know, you've probably seen in the trailer, you've probably seen this somewhere. What do you guys think? Do you know? We'll watch to see if anyone in the live chat. I can't hear.
Okay, we'll watch
Mike Everett says it's a paintball one.
I'm just trying to figure out why I can't hear myself in the headphones. Can you guys hear yourselves?
It drops the volume, but I think the audio on their end is fine.
I think so. Okay.
Here's the next video.
Okay, so that was number one. Let's do number two.
So that one all should right. be pretty obvious.
That one's very obvious. Well, the franchise is obvious in that one. Do you need to watch it again?
No.
You watch it again, you'll get it. Well, the franchise is very obvious. It's just which one you're going to... Yeah. Well, before we go any further, let's go back and look in the chat and see what we've got here. So...
I can't scroll back in the chat.
No, it's I disabled changed it. For me as well.
Turn off your phone,
Doug. Let me put on... Well, it's not this because it goes on everything.
George Hay is on a roll.
So
here.
George Hay was the first one to guess Bumblebee Transformers, and he's right. K&P Custom Shop gets it second. Wolf Critchlow says caught the end of that. Jason Smith, Transformers. I think you have to say Bumblebee because I think that's the
Bumblebee
one.
Tuna.
And then Devin Schwartz guesses the second one as Chucky 3. Jason Mullen says Child's Play. And here we go. That's better. And then George Hay says Chucky's Child's Play. So the only right one so far is Devin Schwartz with Chucky number 3.
Can I comment on Devin Schwartz? He said they don't even call it paintball. It's called War Games. It's when paintball, as we know it, first started. It was called the survival game, but not everybody knew the term survival game because when you were describing it, you would say, you know, the game you go out into the forest and you have a gun that shoots paintballs, like you're playing war games. That's how it sort of was described because no one had a term for it. And then we used to call it the adventure game, and then splat ball, and then... Soon paintball, the term paintball originated. So originally it was called War Games. So you were describing it as you played War Games, or that game you go out in the forest and you have a gun that shoots a paintball that tags people. So that's sort of the evolution. If you're wondering, even if you're not wondering, I thought I would share that anyway.
So yeah, technically it's called Child's Play 3, says Devin Schwartz, and he is.
Question mark for number three, number two.
Isaac Oliver, I don't get. Can someone help me with his with his emojis?
He's
Trident dog.
He's Poseidon, and there's a husky. So it's the Poseidon Adventure.
He's beside someone who's husky?
Yes, there you go. He's wearing husky jeans from Sears.
Very good. All right. Gotcha was not in there. The two movies so far was Child's Play 3 was the second one, and the first one was Bumblebee.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
I can understand how people, how women would find John, and whoever would find John Cena attractive. He's a very muscular, fit fellow.
Was he in that?
In Bumblebee?
Well done, guys.
At least Matt got it. Thank you.
But his face, like he's very Sarah Jessica Parker-ish. Yes. All right. Yes, Sea Dogs. My mistake, Oliver. My mistake. All right. Well, let's go to number three.
Can't play the video first.
I think if you've seen the movie, you know what this is.
I'm sucking homeless guy ass tonight. I promise you that. I got nothing.
Dirty Mike and the Boys?
Oh, I'm trying to think of what car that was in that movie that they all...
Prius.
Prius, that's what it was.
Where's Mikey Everett live? Oh, was that... I think I could know, maybe.
So, fourth one?
Let's play the fourth one.
Let's go for it.
Gotcha.
That was kind of gruesome.
That was very gruesome. Now, I will bet you most of you guys won't get this last one because I've never even heard of the movie, but it was up there on IMDb, so people have seen it. Devin Schwartz says, fun fact, Friday the 13th Part 6 also has paintball in the earlier times, Splatmasters and Chop Goggles. Well, there goes my question for next week, Devin. Actually, that's not true. If you guys know of some good movies that have paintball in them, let me know so I can use them for our trivia next week. Keith Kissel says, guys without goggles. Yes, it's unfortunately terrible. Not Good Will Hunting. Not Marker. Marker was a Black Dragon, yes. Okay, so the first one, it's not Dodgeball. All right. Matt, you want to tell us what the first one was?
The first one with John Cena?
Yeah, no. The third one on your list.
The third one.
Joe, did you have a guess? Sorry?
I said Renaissance Man.
Okay. Gavin, do you have a guess or no?
Nothing.
Okay.
No, it's School for Scoundrels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw that.
And then the fourth one, which no one knows, apparently is a film called Orphan.
Mm-hmm. It was a horror movie back in 2009.
Like what a dog or a dolphin says? Orf, like a seal?
I would say more like a dog.
Orphan.
Yes.
Orphan.
I'm sorry for letting you guys watch this show tonight. The Notebook, says Mike Everett. Yeah, he was very close. All right, well, let's pick up the pace here, ladies and gentlemen. So that was our four videos for tonight. If you guys have better videos or better movies, send them in, and I will get the video clips and see if we can stump the guys here.
You stumped me so much that I'm like wallowing in a mire.
Okay, well, just because I thought you guys would know them.
No, they're pretty good. They're good ones.
It's like when you do a trivia and then you put a hard answer, everyone gets upset with you. It's like if you would have got the answer, you wouldn't have been upset with me.
Well, I'm upset because all those movies I've started, but it takes me 3 or 4 weeks to get through a full movie, right? So
it takes me much longer.
By the time I'm done eating my popcorn, I want to stop, and then next time I pick it up, I need a bucket of popcorn again. All right, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about tonight's topic at hand, and that is newbie advice. What would you give as advice to some newbies to try to help them out when you see them at the local paintball field?
Newbie budget?
Ryan McGee says the proper title of that last movie was This Kid Can Get Bent. Yeah. For those of you
He's an orphan, damn it.
Yeah. For those of you that are listening into the podcast, I apologize for for this little segment. Unfortunately, what happened was he shot a pigeon.
But if you look at him, he does look like an orphan.
Yeah. What does an orphan look like?
That kid.
Yes.
Yes, he has a hard knock life. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew Maverick Watts in the live or in the YouTube comment section put, buy a good mask before anything else.
Amen.
Then... good footwear.
Ah, sturdy ones. Ronan Apache says, don't go cheap on your mask, that's for sure. Yeah. A lot of people are saying play pump. Happy Holton said play pump. Russell Johnson, but Jeffrey Green said stock class. David
Pump. If you're a newbie, you don't want to discourage them by giving them already a handicap.
Yeah, exactly.
I almost look like the opposite. I think, like, for those guys that get good at paintball, you almost want to put a pump in your hand just to give yourself a little bit of a handicap if you're used to semi-auto marker. That's what most of us did, and we felt how much harder it was and then became much better players after that because of it. I don't know if you want to... I think you're better to give a newbie a semi-auto and at least give him a fighting chance. I don't want to discourage people from playing. I appreciate the idea, Happy Holton, but stupid.
Matt Logan said, watch behind the bunker or don't. Good comfortable for your mask and slowly add to your arsenal. Yeah. And then James Murphy, used bins and Tippmans. My home field had a few rental 98s. That are nearly 30 years old with mostly original parts. The only parts they change are the springs and the detents over the winter. Makes sense. You can buy a good...
Or if you know what your field has as loaners, whether they're Tippmann Model 98s, whether they're Cronuses, or whether they're you know something from Planet Eclipse, buy a barrel. We had a friend that did that.
If the field will allow you to.
Yeah.
Just buy a different barrel and then rent the marker as it is and let them know what you're doing. And if you know if you're going to buy a barrel anyways, I'm sure they'll help you out. And then just chronograph it before you go on the field, and you'll have a much better time.
That's true.
But I think too much money is spent on newbie equipment. They're buying all kinds of stuff because people say so, and the YouTube says so. Start with a good mask, and how do you know what gun to buy unless you've tried them?
That's true. A lot of fields will have demo guns or demo markers you can try out. We used to have a pretty decent-sized fleet you could take out. And try on for a day so you could and you could I could they call to reserve it? I don't think so.
Well, for large events, yes, but for regular walk on, can I try this?
Sure. Yeah. Sure, take it out for a game or two.
George Hay has two good comments. He says, "Hey, don't buy paint from big box stores." And the other one he says is never use Windex on your mask.
That's true.
Well done. Ryan McGee is spitting lies. He says, don't listen to any advice Todd Ansich ever gives. Ever.
Cameron Turbo, buy the right marker at the first time. EMF or EMEC does everything needed. Great for speedball, woods ball. The amount of time I've seen someone go buy a low-end marker and buy a new one a few months later is bonkers. Yeah.
Mike Thompson says, best mask for the money is a JT ProFlex. I would probably agree with that.
I would support that, but the best mask for the money is what's going to fit your face and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Nice.
Not every face is designed the same way.
Keith Kissel's trying to steal some of George Hay's thunder. George Hay says, obviously, shouldn't use Windex on your mask. But I don't know where Keith Kissel washes his, but he says, or don't use muriatic acid or sand.
Oh, those are really good.
I'm not sure how you learned that lesson, Keith.
There was a time I was sandblasting my goggles clean.
Yeah, the dust would never come off. Oh.
So Jeremy David Smith said the exact same thing as Smith mentioned before. So buy Best Match Game to Four, first and foremost. So buy cleats on clearance, so Ross Goodwill, etc., or just comfortable footwear. Rent the gear that you need until you can afford to get gear that you really want.
Sorry, did you say buy cleats from Clarence?
Yeah, Clarence, the guy in the parking lot with the trench coat opens it up.
Yes,
he has cleats.
Do you need cleats?
This one, Davy Jan also says if you're playing speedball looking for cleats, go to an outlet store. It's for paintball. No need to go to this high-end sporting goods store. Yeah. Kind of along the same lines of what Gavin just said.
You know what? I like cleats over boots, but I would say if you're a newbie, I would put boots on if your field has like forested terrain over cleats. If you're only playing speedball and on turf, then I get the cleats. But don't spend your money on cleats until you get good enough to really need them. Spend that money on the paint and your gear. You know, it's one of those things where you're kind of putting the cart before the horse, I feel. Yeah. And then Bobby Doust says, play airsoft. That's a good way to discourage newbies.
But you know what? As long as they're coming to the paintball field and having some fun and playing an action sport, whether it's paintball or airsoft, they're still, you know.
Or jelly ball.
Or jelly ball.
That's what they called Gavin in college. Ryan McGee says, scenario advice, get two radios, one for you and one for your command, to be able to get in touch with you and use it. Yeah.
Arcoma CEO says, wear what's comfy. Shop for used gear on marketplaces, and looking cool does not mean a better player.
That's right. Yeah. As an experienced player, and I know I can speak for all of you guys, when you go to the paintball field and see a guy in new stuff or complete head-to-toe gear, you usually kind of scoff at him. You're looking for the guy that's got gear that's a couple years old or a number of years old, who looks very well worn.
Camo
looks
so like, faded it has no longer any camouflage properties.
Yes. Guy who's not even wearing all full camo, like he's wearing a camouflage pant and a t-shirt with elbow pads because he just
doesn't know.
You know, no, he that's it. Like he doesn't need to play the part, right?
I like this. It's a great tip for budget ball. 64 Time Machine says, used to play hopper ball. Limited paint makes shots count and stays alive more. So if you don't have any extra paint on you, you have to be a little bit more conscious in terms of how you pull that trigger.
Yeah. Keith Kissel fixes his comment. He says, when cleaning your mask with muriatic acid and sand, don't wear them while cleaning them. Okay, so that's better.
Rookie mistake.
Rookie. Marker Tech Advice, says Ryan McGee. YouTube is your friend. Nearly every company has tech videos that you can learn from. That's a great comment. I hate to say it, but I use YouTube as my Google search now. If I ever need to know how to do something, I would rather someone just show me.
Well, Wolf just said, by the way, Wolf and Paintball will be on a new show called E-Game On. And it looks like they're on the Super Channel and they might be on Prime.
Nice.
Great video.
Well done.
Looks like.
Nice.
We'll have to get the Critchlow on the show and chat about it and find out.
Yeah, a little more about this. But it looks like it's on E-Game On. Looks like it's. I Googled it.
Well,
it looks
if we
like
don't it's get,
on several platforms.
If we can't get Wolf, we'll get the Puma.
That's his true.
Son. Yes. Son. We'll get one Critchlow on, I promise you.
And thank you to the Critchlow himself donating 50 stars. That's one better than Gavin, the cheap bastard.
Yeah, I only did 49 tonight.
Mike Everett says, funny story, first time I ever went out, I wore lacrosse gear. Lucas says, buy paint by the case, not the bag. Might as well buy in bulk if you think you're going to shoot it. And Mike Thompson says, play with a guy in a suit if you can. He's got years of experience and might own dye paintball.
Oh, that's funny. A shark skin suit, preferably.
Well done.
Tiger stripe would be great.
Yes, that's true. Anybody wearing tiger stripe, make sure you follow them. Bobby Dowse says, if you're a newbie, take pictures and sell your feet pics on OnlyFans.
Isn't there a separate foot finder or something like that? Or
well, I don't know.
Bread model?
I wish I had a foot fetish, because then you'd just go to the beach, wouldn't you? Like,
I'd be an Al Bundy.
You'd be an Al Bundy, work at a shoe store. Like, I don't know if it's that simple. I don't mean to simplify someone's fetish, but would it be that simple?
I think you get fired after the first day if you're quite
Yeah, if you're helping someone try on a pair of high heels and you're drooling on their feet.
The owner of the store would wonder if you have asthma or something. did you run laps on your break? John Jones says, one shot, one kill. Yeah, yeah. Jeff Sanders, stock class pump and mag fed. I like mag fed, but do you really want to send a new player to play mag fed?
It
just adds more, like, now you got to fill your mags, now you got to change. What if you got a ball jam? Like, you're better to have simple. Like, I know Tippmann Model 98 is not the best gun in the world, but it will work every time he puts it in. Grab a Planet Eclipse EMAC if you want a good gun that will work every single time you take it. Have something simple, because all those different things, like, if they're not, like...
You don't want to think, you don't want to troubleshoot anything.
Yeah, mechanical loader. Don't put grenades and smoke grenades. Don't buy all that stuff on your first couple times out. Use the, those are awesome, but you got to learn how to use them, and you got to learn how to play first, so... Yeah,
and that's why I love like rec only games with like new players, like just rentals, no equipment owners, because everyone's on the same playing field, and so that's when smoke can come in. Like that's when all of these extras can come in. So there's more to think about, but you don't have to worry about being outplayed by experienced players if everybody's on the same playing field. So for example, when flaggers would have the rental groups out, they would sell a whole buttload of smoke, but that was part of the fun, part of the experience as well. But you didn't have to worry about being shot out by somebody with better equipment,
because that's right.
Everybody's using the same equipment.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't forget that, a lot of newbies or rental players, they play maybe once a year or they'll sort of do an annual thing or maybe twice a year. And they want that experience. They want that lack of better term, that G.I. Joe experience. So they want they want to pretend they're an Army Ranger or a Navy SEAL or whatever, and they want smoke, and they want grenades, and they want a sniper barrel, and they want a tactical vest. They want to do it all upright, and it's their time. But they certainly, if they're making all these upgrades and purchases, they don't need to be shot out by your newbie hunter. So keep that in mind.
Ryan McGee says, the advice for first time people on the field is, if you see a player with cool looking marker or gear, go up and ask them if you could take a look and maybe give it a fire. Most of us don't bite unless your name is Todd Ansich. Now that's not very nice, but it is true. Go check out.
You bite?
Really?
More nibble like. I stepped over a really great tip. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm just looking through these. Thomas Burke says, stock class is a steep learning curve, as we just talked about. I agree. Let's set these people up for success. All right. Let's put it in order. Gear, because I know that's the first thing people want to buy when they get into paintball. They leave our field and then they go to a store and they go, hey, look, I need this, 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 and this. What really are the first couple of things that are priority? We talked about goggles, but what would be the next thing?
Okay, so 100%, I would agree, goggles. So go to your brick and mortar store if it's available to you. Try on several pairs. See what's going to work for you in terms of your face structure and comfort, and making sure it's not going to fog or minimize the fogging. Next from there, I think it really depends on your budget and where you want to go with that. So if you play once or twice a year, I think the goggles will suffice. Maybe a pod pack or some sort of paint carrying system.
Yeah. Do you need to get the fog out before you go play, Gavin?
No, I prefer to pre-fog and then play. I think you brought up a really great tip. If your field will allow and you're working towards getting a marker, you think it will be in line with what the field offers, starting off with a really great either barrel itself or barrel kit, and use the rental equipment and crony the marker. I think it's a really great way to bridge the gap between owning all of your own gear and working your way up to it.
Yeah, I think buying a gear bag is a bad idea.
For sure.
I think buying pads and stuff are a bad idea.
What?
Hear me out.
Okay.
Because if you have a set that you already own, like a volleyball pair or something from then football, whatever, by all means, yes. But don't spend your money on stuff like that, because you're not going to be sliding into a snake or diving, underneath logs and stuff. And if you are, like, fine, but you don't need to buy paintball stuff right away. That to me is some of the more nicer things. If we're talking priorities.
So I'm an old man. Right, and so I would agree with you in terms of, it doesn't necessarily have to be paintball specific. Obviously, the years have leaps and bounds in terms of technology and how and research development, how it actually fits for the sport and the activity that we're doing. But a pair of volleyball knee pads, hell, even gardening knee pads will be fine in this device. Because, yes, you're going to find every twig and branch and log when you're playing woods ball or if you're playing even speedball too. I'm old. Yeah. I'm a delicate flower. I will get injured if I don't pad up, particularly in the knees.
George Hay has an interesting point, and I hate to say it, but I'm gonna knock it down. He says, ask around to see if anyone is selling their old marker. As an experienced player, take it with a grain of salt when I say this. There is only maybe 10% of markers on the market right now. Like, I'm talking active new markers right now that I would buy secondhand. Everything else I wouldn't touch. And not because they're not good, but because of parts readily available and also being able to fix it, right? We can go back and give you a list of paintball guns right now that we would never purchase. But what if you don't know what you're getting into and the guy beside you, like Gavin, has a piece of crap and wants to sell it and you're asking to buy it, what is Gavin going to say? Sure, right?
No, it's a piece of crap. I'm trying to unload it on something new.
And George is different. George is very talented and can fix most any paintball marker. So him buying a used marker is akin to a mechanic that owns a service station or a car repair shop buying a used car, knowing they can fix it up and they have access to all kinds of parts and all kinds of tools. I think, you know, if you could afford it, you would buy a new car. Then when you get a warranty and you get serviced and perhaps taken care of, and you have likely worry-free transportation for 4 years.
And it also depends on your budget. I mean, if you've got a lot of disposable income, then by all means, buy all this stuff. But if you're a kid who doesn't have a lot of money, put the money into the play and become better.
Amen. Right?
Like, I'm not saying don't buy this. Now, Jason Mullins does have a good point, and I think I agree with him. He says, just kick his hopper off and tell him to get gooder. Quick, newbie. Welcome to the Thunderdome. I'm glad you guys are all there to help the newbies out.
Now, Gavin said, you know, about, you know, buying a pair of goggles and going to the store and trying on a bunch. You know what? That's fantastic advice, but I'll take it one more step along the way. If you go into someone's retail outlet and they spend the time helping you with some goggles and making suggestions and finding out your style of play, have the courtesy and the decency to buy the goggles and support that brick and mortar retailer. Don't go home and then order it online because you can save $5 and get free shipping.
Yeah.
Give the retailer a break. They have it in stock. They have it there for you to buy. If they don't have the color you want and it's available from their dealer, let them order it in for you and buy it from the store. Give them the sale. You know, if we as paintball consumers can't support some of these brick and mortar stores, there won't be any, and you'll be forced to buy things online without having the opportunity to try something on, hold it in your hand, you know, or whatever. So just, you know, give that consideration. And if your friend's buying something, say, hey, buy it from the local store, support the local store. If you live out in the middle of Montana on Yellowstone Ranch and there's no paintball store for miles, fine, maybe order it online. But if you're you know, driving distance to a paintball store, give them the sale. Give them that courtesy.
So I want to say that I've never seen, I've seen it listed in the chat right now, Amazon and some of the big box retailers, I've never seen Amazon sponsor a local house league team and anything, right? So it's the mom and pop shops, the brick and mortar stores that are the backbone of the community. And as Joe said, if you're going to go tire kick there, don't waste anybody's time. If you don't have any intention of purchasing anything at a brick and mortar store there, don't waste the sales staff time. Do your own research then.
George Hay says Amazon and Anus, ANS. Sorry, I said that too quickly. Purchases do not help paintball.
Yeah,
for sure. We could go on that topic for a long time, but I think as now, let's put it back in the viewer's standpoint. If you see a newbie at the field, help them out. I mean, you know, do what we were talking about. You know, let them have a chance to see your shiny marker is way cooler than what his is. So go, hey, you want to just give it a shot? What's three paintballs going to cost you anyways? Let them take a couple shots and you'll have a friend for life, or you'll have a meat shield to put in front of you because he'll believe everything that you say. So be nice. Treat these guys with respect and you'll see him out at the field the following week. I mean, we need repeat business at the local field level. So, you know, why not? Why not befriend these guys? So, yeah, maybe not George Hay, though. I don't know. What about his...
his croc lifestyle?
croc for life! Just kidding. Devin Schwartz says ANUS stands for Army Navy Surplus.
Yeah. Is that what it stands for?
No. I don't know. One thing that we should tell you guys about, we're going to finish this right now, but one thing I do want to tell you guys about is Planet Eclipse.
Oh.
Every game, bunker, or gunfight has a story, and now it's time to pull the trigger on a Planet Eclipse product. Whether you're storming the beach or laning the snake, make sure your story has a happy ending. Planet Eclipse, creators of Happy Endings and Birthday Boys.
Plumes, Puffs, and Clouds. EG Smokes gives you the cover, color, and contrast you need. If you're taking pictures in the picture, want to be out of the picture, pull a print on an EG product. Hashtag Pop Smoke.
Air Ups, inflatables designed to hold air all day. Designed and manufactured in America by Brent Davis and his crew, nothing can beat Air Ups. Air Ups thick welded seam, stainless steel hardware, and they have multiple color and print options available. Don't let your game be deflated. Get Air Ups at airups.com.
Rome was not built in a day, but you sure can look good while doing it. Ruthless now offers fully sublimated team packages, everything you need to look good on the road to victory. Use the promo code BTB15 to save 50% on your order.
Exalt is often imitated or copied, but never duplicated. The Exalt brand is constantly evolving to keep you out front and in the game. It is tournament ready and battle proven, which is available worldwide.
Worldwide. DLX Technologies, inspired by the best, DLX has created the new benchmark in high-performance markers with the TM40. The evolution now continues, sleek and light and fast. Sorry, I read that out of order. The TM40, only available from folks at DLX.
From boondocks to boulevards, whether you are sidewalk surfing or blazing a trail, one wheel leaves the ride to you. Charge and go day or night. Use the promo code BTB10 for 10% off at ride509.com.
Just lost a sponsor.
Sure did, Skip.
All right. So what do you guys want to do? We have another topic to talk about, or we can get into Prices Right, or we can...
Hey.
Hey.
Looking at your... I'm deviating for a minute, but I'll still keep it paintball-ish. I keep looking up at the TV screen right there where we have EMF 100 underneath it so that I don't call it an EMG 100 or whatever. But then I kept looking at it and thinking that song by EMF, Unbelievable. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, but like, anyway, yes.
What triggers it? None. There you go. Get it? Triggers it? So anyway, there you go.
Last week when Joe got triggered, we had an REM song stuck in my head.
No,
at the end of the show, and it was sad that Gavin won.
It's off the album Schubert Dip from 1991. Unbelievable.
Oh!
You burden me with your questions. You tell me no lies. You're asking what it's all about, but I don't listen to my reply.
Want to do some karaoke, Captain?
Yes.
It's all about the EMF.
Next week, we'll get Joe started on All-Star. That's
Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth, yeah, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, why don't we play a little Price is Right?
Ooh.
Oh, look at that.
Price is Right.
Very fancy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, first item up for bid, and we're hoping that all of you at home can participate as well. Bonchick says, oh, by the way, we have to congratulate Bonchick. She says, or we could talk about the new fabulous Tiger Stripe hoodie that she won.
Did she get it yet?
I'm not sure. I haven't tracked it since I sent it, but I would assume we'll see it probably any day now.
Where does she live?
Typical. Nashville.
Would you like your exact address and phone number?
No. Could you tell me the city?
It's Nashville, isn't it?
Tennessee.
Well, that's a state.
Nashville, Tennessee. She's going to Graceland.
That's Memphis.
That's Memphis.
Set up again.
And then some people walk on Memphis. Yeah. I'm walking on Memphis. Whatever.
Wolf Critchlow says no karaoke on Garbage Night, Gavin.
And it actually, Wolf, it is garbage night tonight. I have
check
my
the app.
Yeah, there
I have
go.
My garbage bag is full, has a dog bed because the dog shred his other one. So now we have a dog bed in the garbage bag.
Bonchick says the hoodie should be here next week. On a scale of 1 to 10, where's your excitement level? I'm curious. First item up for bid, ladies and gentlemen, paintball barrel swab and pole squeegee. You get a pair of each. Should I zoom in and enhance on those?
They look like a Red's original swab squeegees.
I would say they are, or a certainly good knockoff of it. The packaging says it's a knockoff, but even still.
I'm curious to pull through. Can you make a necklace out of it?
Ah, good point. I don't see the ends of them.
I see a nub and end. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start with you guys in the live chat. George, hey, he says $9.95. Devin Schwartz, $2. Jason Free, $12. $2 by Devin. Jason Downs, $5. The Critchlow says $9.99.
The Critchlow.
And Jeff Thompson with his big bucks coming in at $4. Bonchick says her excitement level on a scale of 1 to 10 is 1,500.
Bonchick, you know that Todd does not come with a package, right?
You could put those two words together, just you have to rearrange
Todd's
them.
Todd's package.
You realize that we're going to want to send pics, right? Or she's going to have to send pics because, yeah. And you know what the sad thing is?
Oh, you mentioned Bonchick.
She's going to post a picture of her Facebook on page with it. And then half her friends are going to say, that is the ugliest thing you've ever bought. And the other half are going to go, oh, you were so lucky.
Okay. And can I just stop the show for a second?
Yeah.
Botten is not a word.
I was just going to say botten.
No matter how many times you try to weave it into the show, botten is not a word.
Unless he's a botanist.
Irregardless.
Well, that's a real word now. That's made its way to the dictionary.
As it should.
What did George Hay bid? I need to know Wolf, Devin, and George Hay and Mike Thompson's because I'm creating a spreadsheet.
Ryan McGee says, Gavin, you talk as if Todd is not being included as a bad thing.
And I need Ryan McGee. So I need all those guys' things before I answer.
Ew.
Jeff Thompson says, don't send foot pics. Now, there may or may not be my foot pics in the Tiger Stripe package I sent.
Just pics of you with
if you like
Tiger
them,
Stripe between the toes.
Have fun. If you don't like them, just discard them. So
Wolf said $9.99.
Okay.
So, yeah. But so there we go. What do you guys think? Gavin, you won last week.
I won last week, so I'm going to start the bidding off in studio with an $8 bid, Bob.
Okay.
Ryan McGee said $7.50.
What does Joe say?
$8. I have to see a picture. I'm going to say $12.
Okay. Gavin, may I go back and ask what you said?
I said $8, Bob.
Okay. This sold for $8.99.
Damn it.
What's your spreadsheet looking like now,
looks
Todd?
Like you, looks Joe. Like, and the winner was $8.99. You won, Gavin.
I like this. I've never seen one of this company, and I'm trying to find the image. So I'm doing some scrolling. Here we go. So, it is Circle Paintball Autococker Pneumatic Cover.
Yep. I have a black one I'll sell.
Oh, I didn't recognize the logo because it seats that way, but it is a circle.
Oh, it's because it's backwards.
And I have one in Woodland, very similar to that. It is Woodland, but the green's either not showing up or it doesn't look.
Dang it.
Faded? No. That's probably original coloring.
Irregardless, why don't we start the bidding with Garvin Sharma? Yeah, Jeff Thompson says 12 and Ryan McGee says 25.
Now, if I'm going to botten this, I would say 25, just like the fellow in the chat.
You're a botanist? Joe, what do you think? George Hayes says $9.95. Tracy Santos with $10. And Lucas at $18.75.
Gavin, you won. You got to go first.
Yep, $24, Bob.
24?
$25.
Jason Down says $8.99 and one ditch chicken.
Delicious.
All right. Sorry, Joe, what did you say?
I'm going to go to $22.
This sold for $21.
Ah, crap.
$21.
Well, you should have said we overbid. Because we did.
Okay.
Look at my spreadsheet.
Okay. I don't have access to your... If you did it in a Google document, then I could see your active spreadsheet. We wouldn't have that problem.
I'm going to get Meg to make me one.
You can absolutely do that. Just don't share the link with me. I have so many bloody documents I don't even look at anymore.
Well, this one you have to look at. How do you think Bob Barker does it?
That's true. They have a big Google Doc on a big TV for him. Well, not anymore. Wow. Detonator with evil DECA paintball marker and a 21-inch long freak barrel.
That's not...
It's a freak back. Is that an evil...
It's a freak barrel. I can see it. I'll zoom out. But that's not 21-inch. Sorry. You're compensating there. But it is definitely a freak.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
And there is a detonator reg, but I don't know what evil DECA marker is.
I've never heard of that.
Unless it's evil decorated because he's got evil stickers on
that's
it.
That's right.
Maybe that's what... I just don't get the slang.
You guys didn't pick up the flame drop forward?
Okay. Well, I wanted to point that out. So the flame drop forward is there, but the ASA is not attached. So does that mean... it's a work in progress, or does it just mean that he's never got it working, so he never bothered putting it back together?
No, it's just like, you know what? You can't attach anything that cheap to a flame drop forward. So, out of respect, he just left it disconnected.
Yeah. Yeah, you could tack weld that thing to the thing, and it still wouldn't help. Well, let's see. This sold, and it just basically says used but in good condition, so I don't. But yeah, let's do some bidding.
Okay.
So Thomas Burke says $265 Shane Free at $75.57. 40 Seashell says Dan and Hardy. Wolf Critchell 21-inch long freak ding. And 1375 says Devin Schwartz. What are you guys thinking? Thomas Burke says the stickers add vintage value.
George Hayes said $24.95.
What do you think?
I'm going to say $50, Bob.
Okay. Joe, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go 75. Yeah.
You're really not giving it a lot of credit. Although I will say one of you got it exact.
Come on.
So what I'm going to do is, where are we at with the score, Matt?
We are at Gavin with one.
Okay. Should we leave this and maybe it has a tiebreaker? Or do we want to know?
Just
$50.
$50. That's right, baby. How's that spreadsheet looking?
Looking like double goose eggs for me and two victory laps for you.
Well, you know how you can make yourself feel better and look better? You could get this. This is the Dye Paintball Padding Lot. So you can get a padded jersey, padded elbow pads, padded knee pads, and padded underpants or slide shorts with the antibacterial crotch pad.
I know we talked about budget on a baller. I would never, ever... by use padding.
There is not enough muriatic acid to wash that before I put it on myself. Sandblast or muriatic acid, neither of those would work. I mean, yeah.
Can you imagine being the proud owner of a used
ensemble. Used under ensemble.
Anytime you're playing and you smell something that's unfamiliar, it would just gross me out.
That's the previous owner, right?
George Hayes at $85.
Really?
Yeah. But this is coming from a guy who bought Behind the Bunker jeggings. So Dan Hardy says 77 schmeckles. I've given all of these away at some point, he says. Says Wolf says $400, $399. Lucas says $175. I have some of those in my gear bag that are in storage right now that could, if I open it up, walk away. Certainly not stand on its own. Not a chance. Thomas Bork says 105. What does Gavin say?
Wow. Okay. So I have to get Gavin's psychology out of this in terms of my disgust at that lot. And I'll just say what somebody would actually pay for it. I'm going to say $75, Bob.
Yeah. Devin Schwartz says $85 for those used sweaty pads. And Keith Kissel says great for leaving at a crime scene and blaming somebody else.
Oh, good. Wolf said they're used. He's changing his pricing.
Oh, too late, Wolf. Your bid's already in there, my friend.
120. I'm gonna say.
Hey, no one's judging your kink, Wolf. 90,
that's true.
$90.
You can find Wolf on OnlyPads.
Ew.
Keith Kissel says Goodwill for $3.16. All right. Sorry, where are we at?
We've both submitted our bids.
Okay. This sold for some reason for $95. How's your spreadsheet find that?
It finds me with a winner.
Nice. Okay, well, then Joe's on the board, so we'll have to do another one here to see where we go.
I like that only pads. That's, you could have a store like that, too.
So Wolf just sends pictures of himself just wearing his pads. All right, here we go.
As long as he doesn't show us a video of him wearing only his pads, jogging on his treadmill with his things.
Oh, I found a new slang in eBay. Hard to find. So, paintball body bag, mega gear bag. Hard to find. It also has compartments and it's an organizer. And that's the only picture I've got. And if I'm not mistaken, this may add value or take away value. Oh, I can't scroll over now. Shoot. There it is right there. A little dog in the corner. Do you see it? In the bottom right corner by the gear bag. There, we'll just leave it there looking at us. So what do you think? Joe, you get to bid on this one first.
George Hayes at 75. Yeah.
Thomas Bork says 45. Keith Kissel says 45. Definitely 45. About 45. Do the zippers work and 40, do the wheels roll?
I'm going to say $46.
Lucas says 35. Gavin, what do you think?
Joe, you're too close to me. So I'm going to say $25.
$25. Devin Schwartz says 17. Matt, do you have any idea what this sold for? Do you remember?
I don't remember. It was probably, this was probably expensive. I'm going to say $100.
$100. All right. $25 says the Critchlow. This is sold for $80.
Wow. Good
$80.
Value.
Does that put us somewhere?
It ties us up. Tie game.
Thank God for the spreadsheet.
Okay. Well, then you know what?
Except these guys are too slow to reply, so I'm having problems filling out their portions.
All right. Brand new item up for bid. A set of paintball manuals and stickers and more. So everything that you see in there, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 DVD, or sorry, CD-ROMs, if you will. DVD, CD they manuals. I guess they're CD manuals. It says manuals, so. Yeah. I see the Slice. I see an Invert Mini. An Empire.
They're just the manuals?
Z2 Loader.
They're just the manuals.
And then I see paper manuals. I see Planet Eclipse. I see an autococker.
Because nobody has an internet?
Nope.
No Google?
Well,
no.
There's an outage.
And there's some stickers, some random stickers.
There's an outage, but you have your CD player.
No, but you don't have any power. So having a roadmap in your bug out bag.
So I guess it's great for starting fires in an emergency. Yeah, you're reflecting the sun.
Shane Free says, crap. Buy my crap. $22.57. Bonchick, $50 for the lot.
Really?
$30, says Thomas Burke. See, Lucas is a little closer to what I thought. First of all, I would not buy this, but he says $2.99. Jason Downs, $22. Skyler says $30. If Josh was here, he'd say this probably goes for something ludicrous. All right. Joe, you won the last one to tie the game up. Will you maintain?
$28. Devin Swartz said 75 cents.
Mike Thompson says, I almost soiled myself thinking those were OG DVDs. Devin Schwartz says 75 cents. Gavin, what are you thinking?
I'm going to say $10 like Mike Thompson in the chat.
Okay.
Oh, Gavin.
Wolf Critchall with $15. This item sold for $40.
Wow.
Uh-huh. But it might have been someone who thought they saw something that was worth something. I really don't. Let me zoom in on that red CD.
Maybe those warranties, those die factory warranties.
Gavin, any thoughts on that?
I don't know if there's manuals or...
They're all manuals except for this one. I don't know what that is.
You play it backwards and it talks about the devil made him do it.
Oh, maybe you're right, Matt. If you look upside down, it's demon.
I knew it.
Hold on, let's do this.
But can you play it backwards?
Well, demons.
Well, you can't redo it now that it changed because I won.
Oh, demons. Oh.
There we go. All right. Congratulations, Gavin.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a tough win.
No, you good. Way to go, Gavin.
I have the spreadsheet to prove it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook, here's what we're going to do. We're going to say farewell, but on the same token.
No, we're not. We're not just doing this because...
Yeah, we're not live on YouTube or Twitch, unfortunately. We're only live on Facebook. So why don't we record our after show slash podcast now? So if you guys would like to stick around, by all means. Also...
There's my spreadsheet.
Also, thank you to everyone who has...
tolerated us.
Yeah, and listen tonight. But do stick around. The paintball portion of our show is going to end, and we're going to move on to our after show slash podcast right now.
Don't be a freeloader. If you liked what you hear, make sure to hit the share button below. Also, follow us on our social media outlets like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, ICQ, and now MySpace. If you want to join the conversation, post your comments, and we might read them on the show.
Yeah. By the way, during the show, I watch the show back on Facebook like you guys are doing, but I use Google. I don't know if you what you guys use. I use Google Chrome, and it prompted me is in the toolbar at the very top. It says Facebook app. Download the Facebook app. So I clicked on it, and within like a second, I've now got a Facebook app that's not a, like, it's still a, it doesn't open a Chrome window. It just opens this as an app, and it's pretty slick. I don't know if you guys need or want to do it. I don't think you need to, but there it is.
No, I'm good.
You know what? If you said, hey, I just jumped off the roof, you should try it. I'd say, no, I'm okay.
But well, I'm like, if he's talking after jumping off the roof, then I want to try it.
I guess we should try it.
You said last week, or the week before, there was a movie on Netflix called, or a show, I don't know what it is,
Beef?
Called Beef.
Yes.
And you said, you guys should all watch it. And then we said, is it good? You went, eh, not really. But it's like, you said, go watch it. And then I saw it on Netflix, and I'm like, well, Joe didn't give it kudos, so I left it. But it's all over social media. People are talking about it.
It's 100% Rotten Tomatoes.
It's 100%
beef? It's 100%
pure beef.
It's not terrible. It's like...
Wagyu?
I can't... you need to... I think it's 10 episodes, Todd. It might take you 6 months. But it's not terrible. The guy... Glenn is a
but
good
actor.
But
you're not selling it.
But
it's not terrible.
But I can't say watch it. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's not like other stuff I've...
But the thing is, you and I have slightly different tastes. Like, I like Black Mirror. I like odd TV. Like, I like that Apple show that you didn't like. So maybe Wolf says it's fantastic. So I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a
Wolf
try.
Wolf said it's good. Y'all crazy. He didn't say it's great. Stop what you're doing and watch it. He said Beef is good. Y'all crazy.
Beef is good.
I like the stew.
You know what? Like,
I enjoy Wolf's
not Wolf's not saying stop the show. Go watch it right now.
Okay. All right, Wolf. Give us your Rotten Tomato. What, like, you're. Beef is good.
Give us your only pads review.
how many pads out of a set is it?
We watch two or three episodes at a night. Like, it's not terrible.
How long are they?
They're like I think they're 38-minute episodes. They're not. It's okay. Not like it's
That's a
life
odd number.
Well,
it's a strange number.
Well,
it's
no, well, they account for commercials and
there are no commercials.
No, I recognize that.
39 minutes, 33, 35,
nice
36.
Nice to see Peanut in the live chat. Adam Picard, he says, that Wolf for amazing. That is Wolf for amazing. All right, well.
What does Adam know? 37 minutes, 30, 33 minutes.
Welcome to tune into the show, Adam, just to get dissed by Joe.
No, they're like, there's no commitment more than 40 minutes, Todd. Like, you should be able to watch a 40-minute episode in 4 nights.
Speaking of...
I would like to know how long that 40-minute episode will take, Todd.
Yeah. I can watch...
What do you think? 1-2 days?
Okay. I can watch a show. I'm fine. Like, I'll sit down for a half hour, an hour show. That's fine.
But
that's
it.
Like,
that's,
beyond that, I don't know how you guys can sit there for so long.
So you're saying that's a 2-day watch?
Probably.
Wolf said crazy equals amazing.
All right.
Did you watch it, Gavin?
Nothing yet.
I don't know.
What have you been doing?
What are you doing? I've got grown-up jobs, too.
Speaking of beef, before I forget it, do you know where... Okay, so McDonald's used to say 100% pure beef.
Yeah.
Right? And then you remember what happened? They got sued.
Okay.
And then Wendy's,
Where's fresh, never frozen.
So Wendy's then did those commercial campaigns where there was an old lady who would say, "Where's the beef?" Well, do you know what 100% pure beef actually meant on their packaging? Because they used a beef distributor called 100% pure beef. And that's why they got sued, because people thought that their beef patties were 100% pure beef. But it wasn't, obviously, and that's where that controversy...
Wasn't it mostly newspaper filling?
Sawdust.
Sawdust,
yeah.
Gym mats.
Okay, I
said... I washed it down with some milk.
But yeah, malk. With the vitamin R, yes. I was trying to combine those two. I couldn't.
Beef is kind of like watching that movie, Very Bad Things. It could all happen.
Oh, wow, okay.
You know what I mean? Good. It could happen.
Sorry, say that again, Joe.
You know that movie, Very Bad Things?
Yeah.
With Christian Slater.
Yeah.
That I think is it could happen. Beef could happen. Okay, like there's a lot of stuff.
I promise you, Joe, I will watch it.
A lot of stuff that could.
Lisa Weaver says not terrible. How many stars is that?
It's about four.
Jason Moses says used slide shorts. It's that good, eh? Yeah. Whatever. There's another. Okay, so you know how. What's that movie that came out?
Keith Kissel. Beef is like chicken, but a cow.
You don't want to be in a ditch and have a cow fall on you because you get squished.
There's no ditch beef.
Ditch beef.
Ditch beef. What was that dubbed movie that was from either China or Japan where... It was a contest and people...
Squid Games.
Yep. Thank you. So there's another one on Netflix. It's all dubbed. It's in Asian as well. And I apologize. I'm being very racist here. I don't know but it's they're all athletes and they're all competing for something.
Oh, yeah.
I keep seeing the preview for it.
It's like the 100 or something. I don't know.
Did any of you guys watch it?
Yeah, I watched it all. It was really good. Like,
really?
The title escapes me. At first, I didn't realize it was actually like a reality show.
Yeah.
I thought it was because it was dubbed, like the language, the translation is pretty, and the dubbing is just, it's pretty ridiculous, but it's a really great show.
Is it like reality?
Yeah, like it's a reality competition, and I think it's Korean, and the Korean culture is really, really fascinating in terms of how they choose competitors to go against.
Interesting.
I really liked it.
Okay. You watch stuff that Todd says, but not that I recommend.
Like, I saw it before. It's not like, Todd, let me stop the show and watch it now.
I didn't watch it, but I got hooked thinking I should. I added it to my watch list because I when you hover over it and you see the preview, it looked really good. But I didn't actually
get to it. I liked it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was trying to watch all the John Wicks because I want to go see that. I know Joe's seen it already. But John Wick 3 is a pay. I have to pay for it. So I've got to... Yeah, I know.
You just sold a hoodie. You can afford that now.
Yeah, I get that hoodie money. Yeah, by the time I paid for shipping and... Those hoodies were expensive.
They're expensive. Because
we brought them in from the States. They were a premium dollar. Then we screened them. Like it was anyways. I regret nothing with those hoodies though. They were awesome.
Created lots of good content on Behind the Bunker. That's a show that's on Monday nights.
At 8:04.
Thomas Burke says nothing beats a Big Mac when you're drinking heavily. They've got a new chicken one. They got a chicken Big Mac.
Have you tried that?
Milo had one, he liked it.
Yeah.
He wanted the double.
There's very few things that Milo doesn't like though.
It's food.
That's true.
He's got a pretty good palate, but I mean, he's a growing teenage boy, right? Yeah. He'll eat anything.
He'd eat
his arm if it wasn't attached.
This is not very exciting, but with your Big Mac comment, I recently had a Big Mac a couple weeks ago, just because I haven't had one in years, and it was really good.
Really?
It was really good, but I won't have it all the time. I had it just to...
I'm at age and stage in my life where... Fast food doesn't always agree with me. I feel quite sickly after eating it.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty limited to... Those are like a garden treat for me. Few and far between that I have the fast
food. Garden treat's not going to recap.
That I have the fast food because it certainly doesn't agree with my...
Adam says chicken mac is not a Big Mac. Well, we don't know what it's called. Is it a chicken mac?
I thought it was just a chicken... I thought it was a Big Mac. Instead of the patties, the 100% all beef patties, correct. They had... like a battered chicken.
No, it's just like the regular chicken patties that they put on it. They dressed it like a mac. I think that's something I can get into if I was laying in a ditch.
That's true.
Now that's a perfect ditch sandwich.
The John Wick movies, Estrada is a great movie to watch. I do want to see the new one, and I'm waiting to go see it at a theater. But I don't want to see it on IMAX, and I don't want to see it on a 3D. I just want to see it on a regular big screen.
It's called a chicken Big Mac.
I think he's meaning like it doesn't taste like a Big Mac, but it still has the secret-y sauce on it.
It's two patties raised and seasoned chicken breast in a crispy light tasting coating.
Okay, so Adam says that he found it dry. Just like the discussion of Big Macs right now. That's what I would say.
Welcome home.
Yes, exactly. There we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, why don't we end this podcast here?
We started yet?
It was pretty good.
I am looking for investors. If you guys have a couple extra bucks kicking around, I'm very seriously considering starting my funeral sandwich business, but I need some capital. If you know any...
I'm telling you, it's going to be a truck, baby.
Angel investors that would like to...
You just need a truckload of stars.
Yes, that's true.
More stars. Your retirement dream comes true.
We may even put on the menu ditch chicken salad sandwiches.
The John Jones special, please.
That's true. Wolf Critchlow says the chicken Big Mac was horrible. You shouldn't be eating that. If you're going to be keeping your
good
physique,
for you, can't buddy. Be. Well, good for you for having one, Wolf. No, come
good,
on.
Good for
Everyone
you.
Needs a cheat day.
Yeah. Hold on. Now, is the chicken Big Mac as horrid as beef is good? The movie or the show, rather? I don't know how to take his descriptors anymore.
Well, we should just ask. Good night, everyone. Thank you for a fun show.
So the chicken sandwich is crazy, y'all.
It was a cheat day. Wolf, we're just going to, instead of being descriptive, just give us 5 stars or 10 stars. Or. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching. Gavin, thank you for being on the program.
Great to be here, folks. Wonderful Monday night. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you join us next week and make sure you bring a friend. Thanks.
Yeah, and sorry we weren't on Twitch and YouTube tonight. Our bandwidth was crappy, so we axed out of it. Joseph Kimpton, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for everyone for tuning in tonight and watching, and congratulations to me for winning Price is Right.
Yeah, Bon Chick, we can't have ditch chicken sandwich with a side of sauerkraut because there is no such thing as sauerkraut. Josh, if you're listening, we want sauerkraut next week, my friend. Thank you so much for watching, guys. We'll see you next week.